Hello, Conscious Investor, and welcome back. I'm your host, Julie Hawley. For over 4 years, I've paired my background in real estate investing, education, and coaching to create powerful content for you each week. This podcast is where we take a holistic approach to investing by focusing on three ingredients to a life of personal freedom: health, mindset, and wealth. We'll talk about everything from passive investing through syndication and how to use your retirement accounts to boost your investing, to mineral balancing and gut-brain health, and into topics that cultivate your inner strength and resilience so you can thrive regardless of any of life's current events. And yes, those are all episodes currently available and linked in the show notes below. Join me each Monday for a mindset episode and later in the week for an interview with expert investors and health professionals so that you can experience your greatest health, strongest mindset, and build the wisest wealth.
Welcome back, Conscious Investor. We have been talking about being stuck. We've been talking about purpose and productivity. We've been talking about what to do when we're still stuck. We've been talking about fulfillment. And today, on today's episode, I want to continue this series with talking about three steps to gaining clarity so that you can move forward. And let's face it, I think we can all relate to the overwhelm of feeling like there is too much to do. Maybe you're overwhelmed by a myriad of tasks that are, it's just pulling you in every single direction. We get pulled in directions from our family. Yes, our families are absolutely wonderful, but guess what? I'm all of a sudden having to run a kiddo here, there, and everywhere, and I want to be present. And right, our family pulls us in a lot of different directions. Our careers pull us in a lot of different directions. If we're in school, school can pull us in a lot of directions, or if we have people in school, that happens also. Another thing that happens in life is that we get fatigued. And it's especially fatiguing when we feel like we're not making progress. Maybe you're just screaming, amen, Jules, when you hear that. And when we're not making progress and we face that fatigue, the next step is burnout. And I don't know about you, but I have faced burnout in the past. And it's not a pretty condition to be in, but it's not a forever situation. There's definitely solutions for that. In fact, I'm coming out of a really, really busy season right now. The past few months, there have been so many things barking for my attention. And that's what it feels like. It feels like a whole bunch of dogs just barking, you know, wanting my attention, trying to draw me away. And I say things, we'll use air quotes for you amazing listeners, because there's always going to be something jockeying for our attention. And this is why it is absolutely 100,000,000% essential that we have a clear, what I call a buy box for life. Now, I was recently meeting with a friend, and she's a social media marketer, and she supports massive global companies. She's got a really great business. Go check out Saga House, H-A-U-S, by the way, if you're looking for, someone who does things globally. She's absolutely amazing. And when I said buy box, she was actually thinking about Amazon and e-commerce. And she's like, oh, that's so interesting. And we didn't realize that we were talking about something different when I was using that term buy box. And so I want to be very clear. When I say buy box, it means like these are the things. In the investing space, we have very clear what we call buy boxes, right? For example, my company, Three Keys Investments, we invest in apartments and assisted living facilities across the United States. That's all we invest in. That's our buy box. And then within that, we are even more niched down as to what we'll buy regarding those asset classes. So when we think about our life buy box, we need to be thinking about who is going to get our best time? Who's going to have our attention? What things am I going to invest in? Where am I going to pour out my energy? Where am I going to put my heart and soul? Because I cannot put it everywhere. And I'm not created to be everywhere. We're not omnipotent. So we have to have a super clear buy box. So here's the deal. We don't want anybody spinning their wheels, going into burnout. And let's think about times that we've done that. And in your head, you might just say, yeah, that's me, but maybe we've had a failed nutrition plan. That's a nice way of saying a failed diet. I've quit on different nutrition plans multiple times. I'm definitely a quitter on that. I get burnt out on not having a little bit of sweets here and there, so that doesn't work well. Sometimes we have failed relationships. It's not just lifelong commitment relationships. We can have failed relationships with friends. If we don't have a clear buy box, those projects, they're just going to drag us down. So we have to know what we want, but how do we do that? Well, here are three things that I have found that are really critical and paramount when we are thinking about creating that buy box and having the clarity that we need in our life so that we can have the momentum that really just keeps us going, keeps us energized. First thing I notice is we just simply need to freeze time. So if you are feeling that I'm running in a bunch of different directions, I'm feeling like I'm going to burn out, I'm feeling like I'm spinning my wheels, I can't do this anymore, then stop and freeze time. Here's what that does. And I'm going to give a very deliberate example. Recently, my family traveled to our hometown in California, Modesto, by the way. And while we were there, we were leaving the hotel parking lot to go connect up with family, but we didn't know where exactly we were going. Actually, I think we were going to grab coffee. And my husband has this super rad Steve. He's super rad. He has a tendency to want to just keep the car in motion. And I have a tendency to say, hey, sweetie, let's just stop and know where we're going so we're not driving in the wrong direction, you know, just inadvertently. So I want you to think about that within your life buy box. Your productivity, it might feel great. Yeah, I'm getting stuff done. But what are you getting done? And is it taking you in the right, best direction? So we want to stay parked. It's okay to freeze time. It's okay to simply hit do not disturb on your pocket computer that likes to bark at you all the time. By the way, turn notifications off. Can you all just please do that right now? But when we do this, when we freeze that time, we can give ourselves that space that we need to become clear as to, okay, this is good, but this isn't the direction I need to be going, so I'm not going to do that. Sometimes we're so busy going, being productive, that we're just going in so many different directions and our life ends up with a series of half-built bridges. Bridges that end up nowhere. And when we end up nowhere, we end up facing that just sadness. I'm going to throw another analogy out there, and that is, if I am in the kitchen and I am baking something because I'm the baker, or if Super Ed Steve or the kids, they're all really great cooks. If they're cooking something or I'm baking something and it does not turn out as we are hoping it will, it's disappointing. It is so underwhelming and it is a bummer. Okay. We don't want a life of half-built bridges because we're spread too thin. So number one, the first thing you want to do if you're feeling overwhelmed and you need clarity, is stop time. Freeze everything around you. Find yourself a quiet spot and start evaluating. Where is my time going? What am I doing? Is this part of the greater vision, mission, purpose that I have for my life? The next thing we're going to do is we're going to kill the darlings. Now, I know kill seed is like a buzzword these days that's like negative. But in the writing space, writers know that you can have a manuscript that is so prolific, so beautiful. But the expression is kill the darlings. That might mean that an author has to take out a word, a sentence, a paragraph, maybe an entire multiple paragraphs, because there has to be something that is so concise, so clear for the reader to pick up on the other end of things. This happens in movies. I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts, which is Founders by David Serena. And he was discussing George Lucas. It's kind of interesting. He's from Modesto, California. And he was talking about how the editors at the big studios would trim off like 4 minutes after he had already edited and compiled these movies. And it drove him crazy. That's, in that case, I think it was more antagonistic. But thinking about Killing the Darlings, editors are always going in and extracting. And so you want to go in, freeze the time, go in and start extracting. This is good, but this isn't great. My life doesn't settle for good. I go for great. And if I want to be great, I can't be spread thin and I cannot do absolutely everything. And so we're going to extract the things, we're going to edit them out, we're going to kill the darlings, so we can show up in the fullness to the things that are most important to us. And guess what? That's going to be really rewarding because we're going to get the momentum, which leads to the third step, and that is stack the steps. Once we have frozen time and we have killed those darlings, now we can start stacking the steps. We're going to feel lighter. We're going to feel more agile, more mobile, and more focused. And so now we can say, all right, I'm going to stack my steps. What do I need to do? Okay, if I have a project, I need to map out that project. What are all the steps that I need to do for this project to, you know, cross the finish line in a way that is excellent and I'm going to be so proud of? Write those steps down. Now, some of you are wired like me and we just want to get going. And we're like, ah, oh, we'll figure it out in motion. Life is poetry. And I just want to let you know, don't learn the hard way like Jules, okay? Just know it is far easier in life to have that plan thought out. And you will be able to infuse everything you do with far more creativity, far more thoughtfulness, because you've built out the scaffold, you've built out the framework for it. Okay, so I think about new construction, and you think about, you know, you've got these 2x4s that are all laid up, and you can see the framework of it and what it should look like. Now you can go in there and decorate. You can do how you can do the flooring, however you want to do the flooring. You can go and put whatever you want on the walls. You want brick? Great. You want sheetrock? Great. Whatever you want to do. You have the creative ability because the framework is there. A lot of people really are resistant to this part. But if we really want to be able to step into that fullness, we must say we've got to stack the steps. Here's the project. Here's how I visualize it at the end of it. And here are the steps that I'm going to take that are going to get me there. I know that being overwhelmed is a very common experience. I also know that it is something that we don't have to experience. And when we start to feel that overwhelm, the very first thing that we need to do is just simply freeze. Because more than likely, it just means I took on too much. Whoops. And just release something off the plate. Or you can step into that whole who, not how concept and say, okay, well, who am I going to work with so that this actually gets done in the way it needs to get done? All right, conscious investor, that's what I have for you today. Short, sweet, to the point. These are the three steps you can get used to gain clarity and expedite that momentum on anything that you're doing. Remember, you want to freeze that time. You want to kill the darlings like every good editor does, and then stack those steps. I am quite certain that if you are willing to go through those steps, that you are going to feel a lot lighter and you are going to see the results that you are looking for in no time fast. Always be patient with yourself. Be kind with yourself. But lightening the load is definitely going to make a huge difference. And if you need support in this, don't be a stranger. Reach on out to julie@juliehawley.com or head over to my website, which is an affirmation. So it makes it a lot easier to spell the word conscious. I am a consciousinvestor.com. Head over there, check out the coaching page. Maybe there's a fit for you and I to work together. I'm grateful for you, conscious investor. Remember, adventure belongs on the trail, not in our investing, not in our personal lives. So make sure you head on over to iamaconsciousinvestor.com so that we can connect up. Until next time, live big, love bigger, and do great things.